Blackstone Audio presents
The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom with John and Elizabeth Sherrill. Preface. When we were doing the research for God's Smuggler, a name kept cropping up, Corrie ten Boom. This Dutch lady, in her mid-70s when we first began to hear of her, was Brother Andrew's favourite travelling companion. Brother Andrew is a missionary behind the Iron Curtain. His fascinating stories about her in Vietnam, where she had earned that most honourable title, Double Old Grandmother, and in a dozen other communist countries, came to mind so often that we finally had to hold up our hands to stop his flow of reminiscence. We could never fit her into the book, we said. She sounds like a book in herself. It's the sort of thing you say, not meaning anything. It was in May 1968 that we attended a church service in Germany. A man was speaking about his experiences in a Nazi concentration camp. His face told the story more eloquently than his words. Pain-haunted eyes, shaking hands that could not forget. He was followed at the lectern by a white-haired woman, broad of frame and sensible of shoe, with a face that radiated love, peace, joy. But the story that these two people were relating was the same. She, too, had been in a concentration camp, seen the same savagery, suffered the same losses. His response was easy to understand, but hers? We stayed behind to talk with her, and as we did, we realized that we were meeting Andrew's Corrie. Cornelia ten Boom's worldwide ministry of comfort and counsel had begun there in the concentration camp, where she had found, as the prophet Isaiah promised, a hiding place from the wind, a covert from the tempest, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.